God's part of biblical change. I'm going to cover a lot of material. This is taken from Changed Into His Image, Jim Berg's book. I changed it right. The first time I read it, I didn't like the words he used. But the basic flow of this is clearly his material. But this has helped me, and it's helped me in my discipleship so many times. I've shared it with you before, but it's one of those things that, unless you can recite it, I can recite this instantly, you know, anytime. Unless you can, you probably still need to review it, because it's really fundamental. If you want biblical change, there's one thing about it. God's at work, and you are at work. We're both in it together. That's just the way it is. Then you may say, no, I'm going to let go, let God. Well, I'll pray for you. If you let go and let God, I pray for you. That is a sad, sad statement, because it's unbiblical. It's inconsistent with presenting our bodies a living sacrifice. It's inconsistent with putting off. God eliminated the authority of the flesh in the life of a believer. Here's what that says to me. It trains my mind. That truth trains my mind in this manner. I don't have to say yes to sin any longer, because the authority has been won. And that's huge. If you're trying to get over a life dominating sin, you say, oh, I can't stop myself. You know, that is garbage. If you know Jesus, you can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth you. Number two, God illuminates the Word of God in the mind of a believer. You may not have read a book in your life, but if you're a genuine believer and you start reading the Word, God will speak to you. That's what He promises that. Now, you'll do better the better you read and the better student you are, and you ought to be a good student, rightly dividing the Word of truth and all that, but God speaks to real believers in the Word. And if you can't read, listen to it. It's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And God instills the fruit of the Spirit in the life of a believer. I'll just point out what that is, but He does that. If you really are a believer, gentleness, peace, long-suffering are part of the package. You got it. You may not have unwrapped the package, but it's there. You may have, no, I'm an angry person. No, if you've come to Christ, He's put other aspects that are part of you, integral part of you, if you really know Him. And it's your responsibility, just like, you know, you've got a lot of little kids around. It's so fun to watch little kids start to walk. What's really going on there? Well, they have the legs and they have the arms, but they're figuring out how to use it. In some respects, that's just like a new believer. He's got these tools, but he's got to tap in and figure out how to implement it. Our part comes down to, we need to mortify the flesh. Mortician, you know, it's like put to death. You know, that's where that word comes from. You got to put to death the flesh. There's a part of us that'll live with us until we take our last breath and are absent from the body and present with the Lord, which is bent and doing wrong. And you feed that, and it's not going to be good for you or anybody else around you. So you need to say, no, I'm not playing into this at all. I'm not messing with this. Number two, we need to meditate on the Word. The Word is where we can find power and victory and direction. And we need to purpose to manifest Christ-likeness. We are to be His ambassadors. You and I are to manifest this. We are to say, you know what, I might have been like that before, but I have got to change the way I am. And I'm going to work on it. I'm going to do my part. Let's talk about this very quickly. God eliminates the authority of the flesh. I think of there we go. Romans chapter 6, verse 6 says, knowing this, that the old man was crucified with Him, the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. A verse very similar, just a little bit later, says, for sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Okay, here's what it's saying. The victory has already been won. Now, you may choose to, because you've done it for so long, to say, no, I'm going to keep doing it. But I'll tell you what, if you're a believer, it ought to really grieve you. If it doesn't, you ought to examine yourself whether you're a believer, because you don't have any normal guilt that would go with betraying God's word and his command for us. He has already given you the power to say no to sin. That's the point. He illuminates the word. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12 says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God. We have the Holy Spirit within us, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. There is nothing that is more vivid to me than when I think back. Now, it's a lot of years ago that I, it's 1977 when I accepted Christ. November 19, 1977. November 20th. I can remember as if it was a Sunday morning. And I read the Bible and I said, you know, this makes sense now. I read stuff that I had read before and didn't really, it just seemed cold. It was like reading the worst science book or something. Just didn't. And then as a believer, I read it and said, wow, how did I miss this? That's what it's talking about. Because the Spirit of God's within us and helping us understand these truths. It's just exciting. John tells us, this is an encouraging word actually, But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you. Talking about the Spirit of God. You do not need anyone to teach you. In other words, there is the aspect in which the Spirit of God will guide us. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things is true and is not a lie, just as it has been taught you, you will abide in him. It just says, it speaks to, it doesn't mean that we ought not to be under the teaching of the Word. There's plenty of other passages that recommend that strongly. But it says this unique situation that happens to a believer. And then instills the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians chapter 5. This is a gift from whom? But the fruit of the Spirit is love. It's the fruit of the Spirit. It's not your fruit. It is the Spirit's fruit within you. And you are given that at the point of your salvation. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Again, since there's no law. Ask yourself, do those represent your character? It should. Especially if you've been a believer. And if not, you ought to prayerfully be asking the Lord, help me connect with that fruit that was given to me by the Spirit. I need to be gentle. I need to have self-control. Some of those were really, really, really sharp in my own life. Because I really was an individual that had little self-control. I could blow off the handle in just the littlest thing. Maybe no one else could see it, but I have really changed in that area. And I look back and I thank God for that. I know it was a work that he did. I want us to at least get the first half, and another Wednesday night we'll cover the second half. This is so important. You need to know that the power of sin, which we live with up until that point, where we come to know Jesus Christ, the power of sin is greater than you up until that point. But once Christ is in us, the hope of glory, you can say no. That's what this is all about. That's what that point is all about. The authority has been eradicated. The voice is still there. The temptation is still there. But you can say no in the power of Jesus. That's important to recognize. Don't lie to yourself, saying, I can't help myself. Yes, you can. If you really know Jesus, you can say no. Number two, the Word of God is intended for every one of us. That is a genuine believer. He's intending for us to read it and understand it and get direction from it. Now, clearly, individuals that don't read as well as others struggle a little more with reading through volumes of it. But you get a good translation, get into the Bible. Memorize just small portions of it. There is power in the Word. And he intends for every believer to understand his Word. clearly there are concepts in there that you can have a doctorate and you're still sitting there saying, wonder how that works out. I mean, there are some pretty deep thoughts, because he literally tells us his ways are higher than ours. But the basic message and comfort and encouragement is clearly available to every one of us. Amen? And the third is God instills the fruit of the Spirit. Don't accept the lie. You know, one of the things that is so troubling to me as a pastor, all the Christians I hear, well, I couldn't help myself because I have this, and they give a clinical diagnosis. You know what? That's not true when it's sinful behavior. That is simply sin. And you're just covering it up with your titles and tags. God has given us the power, instruction in His Word, the power in His Spirit, instruction in His Word, to say no to sinful behavior. Stop making excuses. The truth is, your sinful behavior may be the easiest path for you because you've kind of gotten comfortable with it. But don't go there. It's not God's way, and it's not the way to find real victory. Amen? Now, I say that to every one of us. We've got to just look at our own lives. Do what we can do to be the men and women that God wants us to be.